It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Tonight's live coverage is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Aeroquip Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Center, Ghost Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Ducts of Mid-Michigan, The Protection Center, Veritas, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Wilby Transit Mix, Northwest Community Schools, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Phelps Towing, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, True Community Credit Union, Alro Steel, Plastics and Careers, Blair's Car Care.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, and so great to hear that list of fine sponsors out here supporting another season of live high school football on the radio. And Brian, we're starting out tonight with an exciting game. Welcome back.
Yeah, an exciting game, but more than that, it's the GOAT battle, Steve. And I'm not talking a couple hairy ones coming off the Merkel Farm at Michigan Center. I'm talking about Herb Brogan and Troy Allen. And statistically speaking, the two winningest coaches at their respective high schools. Herb Brogan, 384 wins, not just of her high school or Jackson, but the country. I saw he's like 44th on the all-time list in the country we're talking. But Troy Allen, a lot of people in town probably don't know this, 72 wins, and now Michigan Center's all-time winningest coach, and that's a good program.
Yeah, and as an alumnus from here at Michigan Center, I didn't know that either, and I always assumed that was like Bob Shannon or somebody who had come way before my time even that had racked up a bunch of wins. But Troy Allen's been here for longer than you think and doing a good job, too, while he's here. And I thought for the last few years, I thought Michigan Center had come in as kind of the maybe the most underrated program in the area and going out and winning playoff games and taking a trip to the semifinals. I mean, just having a really good run here under Troy Allen and a team. Brian, I'm 25 years removed from my tenure here at Michigan Center High School, and we had a winless season when I was here. We got excited about winning a game. Here at Michigan Center now, that has changed. They expect to win a lot of games, and if they don't make a playoff, they don't make it to the playoffs, that's a disappointment for them.
Yeah, you can just coach for a long time and rack up some wins, but Troy's record at 72-37, I mean, that's a good high percentage too, and last year I know was a little bit definitely down for what they were expected, but I think I want to say they were 4-5, but I want to say at least four of those games were decided by a touchdown or less, so you know, just a couple things switch off and you're looking at another 10-win season, so yeah. Troy doing a great job, but Troy does have to go about another 44 years if he wants to catch Herb.
that'd be if Herb stopped winning games right now, but yeah. I imagine he's going to have a couple W's on the list this year, and maybe many, because this is a team that went to the state championship and won last season. A real storybook, interesting season for Lumen last year. We were there for a lot of it. Started the season 0-3, which is not something that happened. Matter of fact, I think it was the only time I could find during Herb Brogan's tenure where they started 0-3, but then they came back and won the rest of the games. And I don't mean they won the rest of the regular season. They never lost again, including that championship game against Traverse City St. Francis, avenging the earlier loss in the season. It really was just a cool year. And those early losses, 7-12 loss at New Lothrop, a 35-42 loss versus St. Francis at home, a game that we were at, and seeing that game, and it made it look like that championship was going to be tough. They were underdogs, I think, going into that, but proved to win it. And then, of course, 24-21 loss to Hastings in the regular season, then never looked back and won again. State champs their last year in the Interstate 8 last year, now joining the Catholic League. The schedule's going to look a lot different for Lumen this year, but I don't know that the results will look a lot different because they're loaded.
They are, and you know, one thing, we're used to just winning. We just mentioned Herb Brogan's record. As Titan fans out there, they're used to winning.
It's a different level of used to.
But there's one thing missing this year, and that was our Superman, Joe Lathers, amongst many others. I'm not by any stretch of the imagination saying it was Joe Lathers. But, you know, he's missing, being replaced this year with Timmy Crowley, name that's going to sound familiar, I think, about a maybe 55 years ago, his dad was QB at Lumen. At least I saw him the other day. He looked like it was about 55 years ago. But,
nice.
But, no, yeah, we'll see how, you know, a new regime.
But there's a lot of familiar names, and I'll tell you right away, seeing the Lumen team walk out onto the field, I said, man, that summer weightlifting program was well executed this year because these guys look bigger and stronger and faster than they did last year. You know, another year of maturity on those kids, and they're ready to come out and play football and tough Lumen football. Let's take a 3-minute commercial break here on the pregame. When we come back, more pregame coverage. Michigan Center hosting Lumen Christie, the opening for high school football on WKHM, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Back in 3 minutes.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey.
So I know Timmy's dad, Tim, and he's
so complicated. He's always Auto cool. Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
Midwest Vehicle Group, with quality vehicles for all budgets, perfect for the first-time buyer. They are a Carfax Advantage dealer. All vehicles have comprehensive, clean Carfax reports. A trusted source for pre-owned vehicles. Just check the Google reviews. Midwest Vehicle Group, a Michigan Center-made company at 4120 Page Avenue in Michigan Center. Online at MidwestVehicleGroup.com. Like them on Facebook. Midwest Vehicle Group wishes both football teams the best of luck in the game tonight.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. Kickoff coming up in just a few minutes. Michigan Center hosting Lumen Christie tonight. And ready for an exciting tilt, Brian, and lovely weather for football. Definitely better than what they had yesterday, had we tried to pull it off as originally scheduled, between the heat, humidity, and then eventual thunderstorms. Glad that we saved it for today.
Yeah, you would have been partnerless, because I'm not a big fan of heights, and with those winds yesterday, I'm not coming up here, Steve. You'd have been on your own.
Well, and imagine how many times we would have had to start that lightning clock over with that, with that
there's
storm.
There's one.
But no, glad that we have the weather we have. The stands are crowded out here. I thought, I was like, oh man, wait, there's a space over there. No, that's what they're saving for the band. Like, this place is almost at capacity. Everything's looking great here. And we're all lined up getting ready for the pregame festivities. The band's on the sideline, and we're going to get things going here pretty soon.
And Steve, one real quick thing too. Sitting right to my left, we talk about tradition. Barry Taylor, in about his 43rd or 44th year. 46th year of doing stats for the Michigan Center program. And again, Barry's a great guy. Anybody knows Barry, they'll tell you the same thing. And, wow, just giving his giving himself to the Cardinal community. What a guy.
You can't replace that kind of the kind of experience when it comes to that stat keeping. And we're glad to have access to him because we get a few more numbers than we usually have maybe during our broadcast. Here in the pregame, these two teams have met twice. I can only find two meetings, Brian, and they were just 2017-2018. And both wins for Lumen Christi and comfortable wins, 2018 41-14, and then the previous year 51-14. So Lumen's handled Michigan Center every time they've met so far. And unfortunately for Michigan Center, it seemed they'd run into them in the playoffs. And, you know, you're one of those teams where you go, if it had been anybody but Lumen, we might make a deep playoff run. And so here they're meeting in the regular season for the first time that I could find. I went back to the 70s, and then I said, you know what, I'm just going to say it's the first time they met in the regular season. Pretty cool opening game for us here at WKHM. Band taking the field, and it's a exciting night, Brian. All the good things. They have the tunnel out here for the Michigan Center Cardinals to come through, the big inflatable Fighting Cardinal there. We're going to get the anthem going in the stadium, and we'll have kickoff in a few minutes. Let's take a two-minute commercial break, and we're back with more on high school football at WKHM.
You've had a fantastic summer enjoying all that the Great Lakes State has to offer. Boating, fishing, camping, and driving with the top down on your convertible. But soon, you'll have to decide where to store that pontoon, camper, or classic car. Look no further than Gen 3 Leasing and Storage in Jackson. Our convenient warehouse has plenty of clean, dry space at competitive prices. And heated spaces available. Conveniently located on West Ganson in Jackson at the former Yardman Complex. You can drive right in and park. Call Gen 3 Leasing at 788-3316 for all your indoor storage needs.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the pregame coming to a close here. And we are going to be just about ready to go. The Cardinals about to emerge from the tunnel. Lumen Christi huddled up on the sideline over at the 30-yard line. And, oh man, kickoff just moments away, Brian. Again, this is a Michigan Center Cardinals team, 4-5 last season. I think they would say they underachieved, and they had close losses, especially Napoleon went to the semis against this Lumen Christi team and gave them a game, and Michigan Center gave them a game, 29-27, a two-point loss to a team that went to the state semifinals is a pretty good job.
Yeah, it's funny because in high school sports, and we talk about this all the time, Steve, it's like, what's the high school athlete's psyche right now? You know, when you're Lumen Christi, you know you come to games like this and you have a huge target on your back because you are the measuring stick of right. what high school football is in this area and the state for that matter. When you're a Cascades team like Michigan Center, you know, you're thinking, hey, this is our chance. You know, this, you win this game, it can be like put up there as one of the biggest wins in your school's history.
Definitely. So. And you, the alternatively, though, it's possible to have maybe a little intimidation factor and come out a little timid and get smacked in the mouth. Let's hope this Cardinal team comes out with a little extra swagger and goes out and gives it Lumen all they can handle tonight. I think the Cardinals have the players. It's going to be, I don't know, a contrast in styles. Michigan Center is kind of a finesse team. They've got a lot of skill players. They got a lot of speed. But Lumen Christi is going to come out and bully them, and they've got that big offensive line, defensive line, and that's where things are going to happen, I think. And, gosh, we both simultaneously had the thought, and then we related to one another. Pastor Risa this year, he goes about 6'7", 6'8", and he came walking out like he's put on like 40, 50 pounds of extra muscle.
And it looked just muscle, too.
Yeah.
And yeah, you talked about the intimidation factor. We're just broadcasting, and he intimidated us. Yeah, no, there's definitely a size difference in that Lumen line and the center line. As you mentioned, center does have some skill. Kyron Lane and Travis Collins, particularly Hunter Clemens, that can, I think, match up with Lumen's skill guys, but it's going to come down to the line.
Michigan Center set to receive here. Kyron Lane back to return along with Travis Collins. So a couple of those guys you just mentioned, top athletes, not just for Michigan Center, but in the area. I mean, Travis Collins is a guy who's going to a standout basketball player and just a sophomore. Lane, meanwhile, going out there with senior experience and one of the best football players in the area, and I think his coaches confidently say that.
Our favorite kicker getting it going, Andrew Salazar.
It's a little end-over-end flop down to the 26. Caught there and brought down immediately on the return was Braylon Brown, and then just stopped there right at the, what we got, about the 28-yard line? We're moving it up, 30-yard line, we'll say.
Yeah, and Braylon Brown, just a 150-pound sophomore, and boy, that tackle right there was kind of indicative of what we're talking about, the Lumen men. You know, Braylon Brown's a good athlete for a sophomore, but he is 150 pounds.
Yeah, we'll see what we can get here. Lucas Howard in at quarterback, senior for the Cardinals, and they run that spread formation. And with the Collins in the backfield, he's going to pitch out to the right. Couldn't get to the edge, so he stopped for about a four-yard loss, and a flag comes out right away in the backfield. And it's going to be a hold against the Cardinals, so a loss already, and then tack on some holding yardage, and Cardinals digging themselves a hole in their first play.
Yeah, and we talked about Aiden Pastoriza, where there's the second head of that two-headed humongous line snake, if you will, in yep. Luke Smith. And that, you know, both those guys are going to draw some holding penalties against that Cardinal line, just doing whatever they can do to try to tame those animals.
Right, if you can't hold them, I don't know how else you stay in front of those
yeah.
big guys.
Yep.
As we heard, Pastoriza is committed to play at the next level for Central Michigan. And you know it's a different kind of athlete when you're going to play D1 football. Shotgun again for Howard, back to throw on second and long. Now escapes the pocket, gets it away. Caught at the 32, hit immediately. Staying on his feet. We're going to get forward progress on the play and put it out to the 33-yard line on a completed pass for the Cardinals. And the receiver on the play,
Ethan Applegate.
Nice catch for Applegate, and held on to that with a hit. And so on second and long, they cut it down to third and seven, which if you would watch those first two plays, third and seven, you're happy to be there.
Yeah, Luke Howard's a good athlete. He's going to have to show it off because he's going to be under duress much of this game.
Yeah, he showed some escapability there. Now out of the shotgun, rolling out to his right to throw. Now escaping again, pursued and goes down. Looks like maybe he lost his footing a little bit and then realized there was nowhere to go, protected himself, and went down at 30. So right where they started is where they end, and the punt team will come out on a 4th and 10 for the Cardinals from their own 30-yard line. Scoreless underway here, 10:37 to play, and the Michigan Center punt team comes on the field.
Lucas Howard's going to have to make a couple decisions he doesn't maybe normally make and just throw some up for grabs in those 50-50 shots. He's going to have to.
Back to punt it for the Cardinals. Number 30, Spencer Berkeypile, puts a boot into it, gets it up over the 50, down to about the 45, and bounces toward the Cardinals side, or the Lumen side of the field, down to the 37-yard line. That's where Lumen Christie will take their first possession. 10:06 to play, first quarter scoreless. Our first quarter and our entire broadcast brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't, Brian.
They sure do. Been doing it for a while.
Yep, 24/7 they do it too. MinutemanSewer.com if you want to learn more. Lumen Christie offense coming out of the field. Timmy Crowley handling starting quarterback duties, taking over for Joel Athers, who's playing college Northwood University here in Michigan.
Timmy, and he really was one of the most just impressive athletes you and I have covered. And
when we thought after Cole Simpson left, I didn't know if you were going to ever find another guy in it. Joel Athers earned that praise.
Yeah, well, it's going to have to be a new guy this year. We're going to be keeping our eyes open.
Crowley pitches out on first down. He's got blockers into the secondary, to the 50, to the 40, 30, 20. One guy to beat. He's going to beat him. 10-5. Touchdown, Lumen. I don't see a signal from the official yet.
Did he step out of? He might have stepped out.
Might have stepped out. He's looking like he's staying on the sideline.
Regardless,
and
though.
They are going to keep him out of the end zone, but that was quite a run on first down. Cadell Williams looked fast, looked strong, and well blocked there by the Titans. One thing you know you're going to have from Lumen when you face them, even at week one, they're going to be well prepared.
Yeah. And you know, here we talk about Lumen size. They have some athletes themselves, and Cadell Williams is at the top of that list.
First and goal from the 7 here for the Titans. Crowley hands off up the middle and climb down over the 5, down to about the 3-yard line. And that'll be second and goal from there. We'll see what the spot is. And on the carry for that one was Isaac Rayburg. Two-way player at middle linebacker, Rayburg, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yep. I'm excited to see London Hampton, too. Freshman that we've heard all kinds of crazy things about, including I'm hearing he already has college offers as a freshman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Big set here for the Titans. Again, handoff this time. Williams through the middle, slices into the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen. The Titans score first, 6-0. Lumen, 9:19 to play first quarter. And the Titans are on the board.
You know, I'm not even sure what Michigan Center is going to be able to do. They, Lumen put kind of a full house backfield back there with Cadell Williams, the two blockers in front of him and that massive line in front of them. Center's just going to have to buckle up and do what they can do.
Extra point try here for Salazar,
who we think is one of the better kickers in Jackson.
Definitely got that extra point form down.
Gets a lot of practice.
There's the snap, hold is down, kick is up. Looks good from here. Officials agree. 7-0 Titans, 9:19 to play first quarter. 60-second commercial break. We're back with a kickoff next on WKHM.
Summer yard work doesn't feel like work when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna chainsaws and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work. Ask Performance Automotive Northwest about John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And remember, for mower blade sharpening and mower repair, it's Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Salazar's kickoff goes into the end zone. Cardinals will take over at the 20-yard line with 9:19 to play and 7-0 deficit.
We talk about Salazar being automatic for those extra points. That was a boot right there. He booted that halfway through the end zone.
And I think that first kickoff wasn't quite, I don't think he got all of it. That one, he definitely showed what his leg can do. That was a boot.
Yeah, his first one looked kind of like you kind of hit an 8-iron with the first swing of the day. It's not quite peered.
Cardinal offense comes out, two wideouts, two wings. Howard in the backfield, shotgun with a pistol back behind him. Hands off to one of the wings coming around. And he's hit and stopped for maybe a one-yard loss. Kyron Lane on the carry.
Yeah, and that kind of a counter-looking play with it's a little bit slow developing. And one thing we've noticed in the last 3 years, it's hard to gain yards against Lumen with anything that's not just quick hitter.
Yeah. Because it's tough to hold those blocks up front. They did say no gain on the play, so it's second down and 10. We're under 9 minutes to play just in the first quarter. 7-0 Lumen. Cardinals second down. This time the back is to Lucas Howard's left side out of the shotgun. Four split out. Wing comes across, and the snap gets over Howard's head. He dives on it, but it's loose. He missed it. Still loose. And the Titans say they got it. Looks like Rayburg came in and got it out of the bottom of the pile, and a turnover for the Cardinals inside their own 10-yard line. Titan ball. And that's certainly a kind of mistake that you cannot make against Lumen. They're going to be in the backfield pressuring, so a poor snap is definitely going to hurt.
Yeah, if you're Michigan Center there, you got to come out with at least just a clock-eating drive, just a couple of first downs even just to kind of get some momentum. But needless to say, that's the last thing the Cardinal team needed.
First and goal from the 9.5-yard line here for the Titans. 8:31 to play first quarter. They lead 7-0 already. Quick possession for the Titans on their first try, including 80-something yard, not quite 80, 68-yard scamper for Cadell Williams that then eventually led to a 3-yard touchdown run. Inside handoff there, kind of a shovel pass to Gabe King coming across the middle. Gabe King coming across the middle, and he scampers into the end zone untouched. So the Titans only need one to score from their own the Cardinals' 9-yard line. 8:26 to play, and it's 13-0 Lumen Christi.
Steve, you talked about how I'm going to need a new man to be rooting for. Gabe King's at the top of my list, too, in the area.
Yeah.
Guys, I liked him last year. Boy, you throw it anywhere near Gabe King, he's catching it.
Sticky hands and slippery, sneaky speed from the little guy. He's going to go on and play baseball somewhere. That was the inside story on him. As Salazar's kick is maybe partially blocked. It's a little low, so the Cardinals mitigate the damage by 1 point at least, 13-0 with 8:26 to play. 60-second break and another kickoff coming up on WKHM.
In rough shape, call the experts at Wolverine Seal Coating today. Asphalt repavement can be very expensive, but can be avoided with simple yearly maintenance to keep your parking lot or driveway looking good and make it last for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating uses quality materials to make your repairs last. Their commitment to high quality and professional excellence makes them the leader in the industry. Wolverine Seal Coating handles all commercial and residential repairs. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your estimate. 962-4261. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Attention all drivers, when you're in a jam, Phelps Towing is a name you can trust. We offer a variety of roadside services, including jump starts, blackouts, fuel deliveries, and more. Whether you're stuck on the side of the road or in your own driveway, our reliable team is here to help 24/7. With years of experience, we'll have you back on the road in no time. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Phelps Towing today and let us take care of you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Michigan Center returning the kickoff with a low liner and taking a smack in the mouth when he gets that buddy decent field position at the 30 for Michigan Center to start.
And I hope I got that right. I had that with Mason Herney at the tackle, but it was a stick. It got the fans up on the Lumen side.
Yep, energized. Cardinal ball again. 8:22 to play, still first quarter, 13-0 Titans. And Michigan Center has failed to get beyond this 30-yard line so far. Except, well, they were 33-yard line as far as they've progressed down the field. Handoff on first down inside. Spinning away is Kyron Lane, but too many Titans to escape from, and he's going to lose about three on the play. And he cut up into that hole, and it shut right down on him. He spun away looking for some more room, and there were just more Titans. It looked like they had about 20 guys out there. Good yeah. pursuit by Lumen.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about Lumen's line pregame, and so far it's living up to the billing. Every play, Michigan Center's just kind of going backwards.
Forward progress on the play for Lane gets him to the 29, so it's second down and 11. 7:46 to play, first quarter. Titans lead 13-0 here in WKHM. Our first quarter brought to you by Minute Man Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Ton of great sponsors on the game this year. We appreciate all of them. Five wide receiver set, empty backfield for Lucas Howard. Wing comes across, and they give it to him on the sweep. And there's some room to the edge. Kyron Lane gets the edge, cuts it upfield. We got a flag coming out. And so he's going to get knocked out at about the 41-yard line in Lumen territory, but I think that flag's going to be for a block in the back and bring that one right back. But the best play for the Cardinals so far, energizing this home field crowd, but I think they all can see the writing on the wall and that we're coming backwards.
Yeah, nicely designed play to get Lane out in space, and you know that's what the center's going to have to do that. You're going to have to go wide. You can't really go up the middle against that Lumen line. Second time a holding call. This time Pastoriza draws it, I believe.
So we're walking it backwards here. 7:21 to play, 13-0 Titans on second and 11. We'll see where the holding penalty, the flag's over there at the 34-yard line, and that's where they'll walk it off from.
If you're a Lumen Christie fan and you're just tuning in, everything's gone right except for Captain Steve here said Andrew Salazar was automatic with extra points. And
wait a tick.
Or was that me? Am I blaming you for something I said?
24-yard line, second down and 16 now for Michigan Center. And Howard with one runner in the backfield, fakes it, play action. He's got one-on-one coverage on the left side and overthrows the receiver. Intended on the play was Bodie Atkins, and he missed him. Good coverage, by the way, on the sideline, so there wasn't really any room to fit it in there. But like you said, you might have to throw some of those up and let the receiver make a play.
Yeah, I think that was Junior Britton Hampton on the coverage, and we saw him in Lumen Christie's defensive backfield last year, too, doing a great job, and here he is with great coverage.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have to throw against that defensive backfield with Hampton and Cadell Williams back there. Those guys, multiple interceptions on the season a year ago, and back there, Ball Hawks, ready to take another one away. Third down and 16 for Michigan Center. 7:14 to play first quarter. Fake to Lane. Back to throw as Howard gets it away. Out to the wheel route. Coming out of the backfield. And a little miscommunication. He wasn't looking for the ball yet, and it's incomplete. And intended receiver on the play, Ethan Applegate.
You know, that was a case where, too, Lumen Christie, all three linebackers just crowded up, and they were bringing the house, and they just have the confidence knowing that those outside defensive backs can cover somebody for 2 seconds.
Yeah. Berkey Pyle back to punt, standing on the 11-yard line for Michigan Center. He gets it away. Return man's Gabe King, gets it at the 47, sidesteps the defense, gets into Cardinal territory, and he's down at the 40-yard line in Michigan Center's side of the field. 7 minutes on the nose here on the clock, and it's 13-0 Titans. They've got the ball back in good field position.
You mentioned Berkey Pyle doing the punting duties. He's a good soccer player for Michigan Center. In the Cascades, you always want that soccer guy being your kicker and punter, don't you?
Always, but in the short term, how long have they been playing soccer here at Michigan Center? Not that long, right? A decade, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's pushing it.
Yeah. But long enough to have had some really nice soccer players here. The Cosmic Kids have all come through and been pretty good soccer players.
And I do know Berkey Pyle is good, too. Spencer went to Africa, even, in like a little soccer.
Crowley pitches out to Cadell Williams. Gets by one guy in the backfield. Shrugs off another couple tackles. Still on his feet. Cuts it up and hit at the 30-yard line. He gets the first down and a couple more. Couple Cardinal defenders in backfield, but couldn't bring him down. Nice run by Williams. First down, Titans. And that's going to put them right on the 30-yard line. They didn't give him, I thought he fell forward a little further than that. But they do call it a first down, nose of the football right there at the 30 in Michigan Center's side of the field.
Yeah, that was Kyron Layton that was in that backfield and getting Williams almost as he was getting the ball, but Williams eluding Kyron and then breaking another tackle for another easy 10 yards.
That's just two great athletes competing out there. Crowley play action, rolling back to pass, looking downfield, and he's got a guy wide open at the 10, rumbling in, brought down, football's loose. Now, I don't think they're going to call that a fumble.
No, that's going to be one where the ground caused that, right? Yep.
Diving forward there. Nice catch and run, though. Wide open, good, well-designed play for the Titans, and Charlie Saunders made the catch, and he's brought down. See where that official spot goes, but I got him at about the 3-yard line.
Wow.
No, they're giving it to Michigan Center. No, as he dove, he extended his hands, and of course it's on the opposite side of the field from us, Brian, but it looked as though that ball came loose when it hit the ground, but perhaps before that. That's the official call here, so they'll move it out to the 20, Michigan Center balls. Little stroke of good luck for the Cardinals.
Yeah, if Center, we kind of knew this maybe going in. If Center wanted a chance to pull off an upset, they're going to definitely have to win the turnover battle. Down 1-0 in that battle until that play. Yeah, I'd like to, this would be a case where I wish we had some instant replay up here. I'd like to see that one again. Kind of looked like he was being tackled to the ground, and then as he hit the ground, the ball came loose. But it doesn't matter what we think. It's Cardinal ball.
First and 10, 6:20 to play first quarter. 13-0 Titans. Cardinals with the ball, though. Kyron Lane in motion. Now taking off, and I think we get a false start here. And that'll go against Michigan Center, so a 5-yard penalty. And first and 15 upcoming. Out-of-town scoreboards coming in. 14-0 Tecumseh leading Northwest early in the first quarter there. Our last update. Northville, a 7-0 lead over Clarkston. Traverse City St. Francis, 6-0 lead over Charlevoix. And Rockford, 14-0 lead over Muskegon. And that got me a whoa reaction from GOC when he shared that score. And by the way, Charlevoix did tie it up with St. Francis 6-6.
So here at Cardinal, I said in pregame, the two goats, Troy Allen and Herb Brogan, going at it. Now it's two goats like talking back and forth on the phone, GOC and Steve Boyle. There's goats all around me.
Well, one of them is a Hall of Famer, and it's not Steve Boyle. And we'll be excited for that next week. Nice throw across the middle, but off the hands of the receiver, intercepted by Cadell Williams. I almost feel like I called that one. Howard uncorked one. Out to a receiver, Kyron Lane, the intended receiver on the play. Goes off his hands, and Cadell Williams right there to take away the interception. Good throw by Howard. Hit him in the hands, and Lane just tried to shrug off a hit coming his way by Josh Dumont, but... The turnover for the Cardinals after creating one of their own, so they give it back to Lumen at the Michigan Center 25, first and 10 from there for Lumen.
In today's football game, they protect the receivers so much in any kind of hit early or anything's quickly called, but Dumont did a great job there hitting Lane right as the ball was delivered to his chest.
Titans first and 10. Two receivers split right for Crowley. And he gives it to Rayburg up the middle. Cuts it out to the right. Now back inside. Turns it up the field at the 10 and brought down. And that's not Rayburg. Xavier Gallant on the carry. First and 10 for Titans inside the 10. They put it on the 9. First and goal here for Lumen. 6:02 to play. Still in the first quarter. 13-0. Lumen Christie leads. And with the ball. And knocking on the door again here.
Yeah, Gallant actually was an ex-Cardinal, went to school here at Michigan Center through junior high, got to coach that young man in basketball, called him the X-Man.
I think we called him that last year.
Calling it to him.
He's in the backfield again with Rayburg. Rayburg gets the handoff up the middle, dives through the line, over the 5, down to the 2-yard line. It's a nice little dive play to the fullback and let the offensive line do the work, and they do get it down to this 2-yard line. I make it second and goal, Lumen Christie. 5:18 to play in the opening quarter of football here at Michigan Center High School.
So far, just a tale of you know, any play that Lumen Christie's run on offense has just kind of seemed easy, just kind of falling forward, everything. Michigan Center with the ball just seemed laboring.
And, yeah, and we can't disparage Michigan Center because that's how it looks a lot of the time with Lumen.
Oh, yeah.
And another handoff, this time Cadell Williams hitting the backfield but manages to drag the play into the end zone, touchdown. So the Cardinals get there, make a hit, but Cadell Williams' second effort gets him into the end zone, and I want to give credit to the Cardinals for making that hit. I want to say it was Braylon Brown maybe even that was there to make first contact.
I had Chase Short.
That's fair.
But it's hard to see the numbers from up here. Hey, we'll give Brown or Short one of them.
So extra point here, 19-0. Lumen Christie's lead here. Three scores in the first quarter so far. Still 4:50 to play. Salazar's extra point is good. And make it 19 and then 20 with the extra point. And the Titans lead it against the scoreless Michigan Center team. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. Back with a kickoff here on WKHM online around the world at WKHM.com. Brought to you by Minute Man Sewer and Drain.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
4:50 to play first quarter. Titans lead it 20-0. Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes here on WKHM, our opening night of high school football. Some good scores coming around the area. Adrian, 14-7 lead over Ann Arbor Pioneer as Salazar kicks off again. That one's going to get into the end zone. And another touchback for the Cardinals to start their offense on the 20-yard line.
Which is kind of bumming me out. They have Travis Collins back there to return the kicks, and I know just he's got electric speed, and I kind of want to see him just get to run with some open field.
Yeah, a couple of these Cardinal players I'd like to see get the ball in space, give them a chance to at least put up a couple points here against the Titans. As we mentioned, the two previous meetings, Lumen won them both 41-14 and 51-14. So the Cardinals have some work to do to keep that pace. Got to get a couple scores at least. Right now they trail 20-0. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Lucas Howard in at quarterback again. Kyron Lane wing to the left. And in the backfield is Applegate. He fakes it to both of them, rolling out to his left to throw. Gets it to Applegate in the flat. He's going to catch it, but had to go down to one knee. And that'll put it down to the 22-yard line. Positive yardage on first down, though, for Michigan Center.
And I think that's a nice little play design. I mean, you almost do have to get your quarterback out, rolling out, just to give him a little bit of time. Because, man, that pocket is collapsing so fast if you just try to take any kind of more than a quick three-step drop.
Yeah, and we heard from somebody in the know that they feel like their offensive line are athletes, but they're playing against bigger guys, and so their athleticism is going to go a little way, but not all the way. Howard fakes the handoff, QB keeper there, and gets out to the 26 on the carry. So that'll bring up third down and about four for Michigan Center. Again, another well-drawn play, maybe a QB option there, and looks like Howard made the right read.
Yeah, I do think he made the right original read. I thought, and it's easy for us to say up here, looks like he could have maybe cut it up and gained a few more yards, tried to go outside, but, hey, we don't have Lillard's big old linebackers chasing us.
Third down and short here for Michigan Center. 3.5 to play in the first quarter. Howard gets out in the flat for Lane. Sidesteps the defender. He's got the first down distance, so they'll move the chains once here at least. Out to the 33 for Michigan Center before Lane goes out of bounds. And I like that play call, too, because it gets it out quickly into your guy's hands. And Kyron Lane able to do something out there one-on-one or one-on-two with a blocker. So a nice play for the Cardinals, first and 10. And they put that up to the 34-yard line. So nice set of downs there for the Cardinals. And they get another try. 3:22 to play first quarter. They trail 20-0, though.
Yeah, I think Michigan Center is going to have to let Lane, Clemens, Atkins. Somebody's got to win some one-on-one battles out wide.
Howard takes the snap. This time the give is to Applegate. No, it was a fake. Pitched out to Lane, and he's gets it out onto the edge. And honestly, pretty good run. He's going to lose 2 yards, 3 yards, but he was in space there for a minute, and just there were too many gold helmets coming for him. But he did his best, I guess that'll say. And he only lost a yard, so in the end, that's a win for how well Lumen defended.
Yeah, there again, there was just that little hesitation from Lane, like looking for a spot. But, mm-hmm. Boy, we know because we've seen it for the last 5 years. You just can't hesitate.
So Howard brings the team out there, second down and 11. 2:38 to play first quarter. I guess they're saying he got back to the line of scrimmage, so we'll say second and 10. Howard claps, takes the snap, gets it out to Lane on that pitch out to the left side. He's got a chance to get some steam going out to the 45. And that's first down distance again, so on second and 10, 11 yards. And the Cardinals move the chains a second time on this drive, and I like what they're putting together here and feeling out what they can do against the Titan defense and exploiting it a little bit. 2:17 on the clock running on our first quarter of action.
Hey, you know, here's a time where that's working, these quick out passes. And, you know, as a coach, sometimes you think, well, we got to keep that run sprinkled in there, keeping them honest. But, well, I don't know, 20-0, you might just abort the run, period.
Howard with a pistol formation there. Applegate, the ball's loose, though, and Howard does recover it. Another errant snap, and so they go back to the 36-yard line and dive on the fumble, and they move it up to the 37, but it'll be second down, and gosh, what feels like forever, about 19 yards.
Yeah, that snap was a little wide for Howard, but that's one that I think he would tell you he maybe should still be able to corral.
Yeah.
But again, his eyes are wide right now, I'm sure. Filled with gold pants and white jerseys.
And so far, he hasn't looked bad. I completed a few passes and made a few run plays. So with 1:17 to play, we get a timeout on the field. Let's take a 60-second commercial break. Minute 17 to play in the first quarter. When we come back, Lumen Christy leads this one 20-0 on WKHM.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second and 18 for the Cardinals. Howard out of the shotgun, back to throw. He's got a little time now, scrambling, and he's going to get brought down at the 35, so loses a couple more yards, and I think he had a little more time in the pocket, but easy to get antsy back there. And then I think once he scooted out of there, he was looking downfield, and just good coverage, of course, by the excellent defensive backfield for the Titans. So they'll take a loss on the play, second down and 20 here with under a minute to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, I'll give Aiden Pastoriza the credit for that sack.
Cardinals trail 20-0 in the first quarter. With the football here, managed a couple first downs on this drive, but this is a long one.
Be surprised to see some kind of trickery here from Michigan Center at some point, too, if you have something in the playbook.
It's third down here. Yeah, what do you have that you're willing to pull out in this case? Howard throws one up the seam. Caught by Lane. First down. And inside the Lumen Christie 40 to the 38, Kyron Lane got open and Lucas Howard didn't miss him. Howard has looked pretty accurate here. And given enough time to throw, he's hit those open guys. And Kyron Lane, good job of getting some space. And nice play on third down and 20. And the Cardinals move the chains into Titans territory for the first time tonight.
Yeah, Howard looking decisive there, too. Just planted that back foot, let it rip. You got to do that. If it's there, even close, let it go.
And that's the whistle for the end of our first quarter. 20 to nothing, Titans, but the Cardinals putting together a little drive here. We'll take a 60-second commercial break, and we're back with the second quarter. 20 to nothing, Titans, here on WKHM.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. Let's get right to business. I'm not going to promise you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for your trade-in, but what I will promise you is that you will get a fair amount for your trade-in, and the vehicle that you purchase will be a very good, reliable form of transportation at a fair price. We have over 30 vehicles priced $5,000 and under. Check us out at Avenue Auto. Over 25 years in business means we're here to stay. Financing for everyone. Your job is your credit. Come see our professional sales team, Justin Sadak, Jamie Holdling, Brian Humphrey, and myself, Chuck Hogan at Avenue Auto, or call us at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes. Second quarter about to get started here on WKHM. 20 to nothing, Lumen Christie in the lead. Cardinals with the football, though, and driving from the Titan 37-yard line. It's first and 10. Handoff, no. Quarterback keep. Howard with a little more room to run this time than the last time. Sprints it up inside the 30. That'll make a second down and short for Michigan Center. Good choice again by Lucas Howard on that option. He pulls it out of the running back's gut and takes it himself.
Yeah, I just said that Michigan Center might have to kind of just get away from the run, but I will say when Howard's kept it, he's had a little room.
Yeah, indeed, and that play showed he had that space. Play coming in from the sideline. Howard takes it to the huddle. Just underway here in the second quarter. 20-0 Cardinals. Or excuse me, Titans. And got some ton of out-of-town scores coming in. We'll give you those when we have a chance. Shotgun for Howard. Second and about three. And he hands off to Applegate, who gets into the secondary. Cardinals, I don't know. That was a... maybe miscommunication or the Titans were fooled, but Applegate got the ball with nobody there, and he got the first down easily. They stop him at the 25, and it's first and 10 again for Michigan Center. Looks like we do have a Titan player slow to get up. Or is he just stretching? I'm not sure.
Drew Sweeney, he kind of was in the cramp stretch look.
Back on his feet. We do kind of expect cramping to be a thing with the humidity tonight. So far, nobody's gone off the field yet. First and 10 for the Cardinals. Howard in the shotgun again. And quick pass over to Lane on the left side. And that one looked like a defender almost got their hand in the passing lane, but Lane does catch it. And he'll get about four on the play. They give him just about three. Second down and 7.5.
But even though just 2 or 3 yards, it's still a quick hitter. It's positive yards. And it's one that Lane can break, too. You know, you might get 2 yards, 2 yards, but Lane's definitely capable of turning that into 15 real quick.
Second down, and we'll call it 8. Shotgun here for the Cardinals. Again, spread formation. 3 receivers to the right side for Howard. This time he hands off to Applegate. Did the football come out? Doesn't look that way. Yep. He's just stopped for a short gain. And that'll make it third down at about 7 here for Michigan Center.
Yeah, that's a keep-em-honest play.
Yep, they're sticking with that run play. At least keeping it on their radar. Yep. Titans have to consider it.
And I'm sure Michigan Center down here at the 23 is or 22 is in four down territory. Minus a big loss here, I'm sure they'll be going for it.
Assuming they don't make it here, but they've shown some ability in the passing game so far. Lucas Howard. Wing comes across. Howard rolling out to his right. He's got some time. Finds a guy. Open man. Catches it. Hit like a truck out there is Lane. Making the stab.
Oh.
Boy, it's a first down. Put it on the 11-yard line. Nice catch by Kyron Lane to hold on to it.
That was a great catch by Lane and a great hit by Williams, but it's one of those ones that I think they decide it's just too much. They're gonna get Williams, I think.
The personal foul.
Yep.
It didn't look. Gosh, I gotta say, Brian, it didn't look like it was dirty. Defenseless player kind of thing, and you know, you leave it up to the officials' judgment sometimes, and so they'll tack on a little bit at the end of the run.
Yeah, we just mentioned that 20 minutes ago about how they just bend over backwards protecting receivers and quarterbacks, and that looked like almost unnecessary protection, too. That looked like a good hit to me from Williams.
I agree. First and goal from the six now, though, for Michigan Center. Chance to put something on the scoreboard, and we get whistle, and it's a Lumen timeout. 8:45 to play, second quarter, 20-0. Titans lead. They take a timeout on the field. Let's take a 30-second commercial break, and we'll get this first and goal play for the Cardinals when we come back on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Titans break the huddle out to the field defensively. Cardinals have the play, and we're ready to go on first and goal from the six for the Cardinals. Lane is the wing, and we got two receivers to the left for Howard. Two to the right, no empty backfield. Spread it out. That's what's worked best for Michigan Center so far. And Lane comes across, fakes the handoff. Howard dives into the 5-yard line, met by a couple of Titans there, and stopped that in his tracks. Second and goal from the five.
Yeah, definitely Howard diving right into the arms of Isaac Rayburg, the new middle linebacker this year for Lumen Christi.
Howard's shown some ability with his feet and his arm today so far. Cardinal offense is going to be difficult for a lot of teams to handle this year. Lumen, perhaps one of the teams that's going to handle them better than they'll see maybe the rest of the schedule, honestly. And it's not even, I don't even think that's speculation. Lumen's going to be the best team the Cardinals see until maybe they see Lumen again in the playoffs. Howard back to pass, gets time up the middle.
Oh,
in the hands of receiver and dropped. Howard snuck it in the window there and just couldn't quite reel it in. And I'm trying to make a into the sun here, trying to make out a jersey number, and it looks like we got 13. Bodie Atkins.
Yeah. Boy, how did Howard thread that through there? That was through like three different defenders.
Whistled it in there.
Yep.
And incomplete, but third down and goal from the five with 7:53 to play first half. Cardinals do trail 20-0 so far.
And again, if you're Michigan Center, you have two plays to punch this in. There won't be field goals going on.
Howard with Lane in the backfield next to him out of the shotgun. Tightening up the formation here a little bit. Receiver goes in motion, and we get a whistle stopping the play. Timeout for the Cardinals. Make sure they were doing everything right. So we'll take another break on the field. Let's do 60 seconds. We'll come back with this third down play on WKHM.
Midwest Vehicle Group, with quality vehicles for all budgets, perfect for the first-time buyer. They are a Carfax Advantage dealer. All vehicles have comprehensive, clean Carfax reports. A trusted source for pre-owned vehicles. Just check the Google reviews. Midwest Vehicle Group, a Michigan Center-made company at 4120 Page Avenue in Michigan Center. Online at MidwestVehicleGroup.com. Like them on Facebook. Midwest Vehicle Group wishes both football teams the best of luck in the game tonight.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Cardinals go with a little pass to the flat, and under a little pressure, the throw gets away and is short and incomplete, so that'll bring up a fourth down and goal from the 5 for Michigan Center.
Yeah, that Bodie Atkins route right there, kind of made in vogue by the Kansas City Chiefs, where they'll bring somebody in like they're coming for maybe a crossing route over the middle, and then they plant and go back outside. But good coverage again by the Lumen Christie defensive back.
7:47 to play here, first half, 20-0 is the score. The Titans lead this one. Stay tuned with us at the halftime. We'll, of course, go over the first half stats. We'll have the This Week in High School Sports from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. So enjoy that coming up. In the meantime, Cardinals have one more play to get some points on the board, and it's out of the shotgun for Howard, looking right. Throws to the corner, and that's going to get picked off in the back of the end zone. And it looked like the receiver just didn't quite know the route, or the quarterback didn't, but the only guys back there to catch it were Titans, and that one's intercepted by Britton Hampton. And so the Cardinals come away with nothing after a pretty nice drive. Still 20-0, Lumen Christie.
Yeah, that was a drive, Steve, that Michigan Center could not come away with nothing.
Some out-of-town scores. Adrian, 22-14 lead over Ann Arbor Pioneer. Whiteford, out of Lake Whiteford, 6-0 over Blissfield. Waiting for an update from that Northwest game, but they got behind early. Tecumseh was leading that one 14-0. Over on K105.3 tonight. Titans with a football. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line. And that's a give to Cadell Williams out to the left side. Untouched out to the 25. He's finally hit there at the 28. And rolls forward to the 30. Maybe the 32. First and 10 for Lumen Christie on their own 32-yard line.
Sophomore Braylon Brown doing a good job sticking his nose in there. Because you get Cadell Williams with a little head of steam, and you're a 150-pound sophomore. You're making business decisions there.
After the 11-yard run for Williams, he goes to the sideline, and we get Rayberg in the backfield. It's first and 10 from the 31-yard line here for Lumen Christie. Two receivers to the right side. Handoff goes to Xavier Gallant. He goes up the middle, able to squirt ahead to the 36-yard line. 37-yard line. And that'll make it second and about 4 for Lumen. 6 yards on the first down carry for Gallant.
You know, Steve, a guy that we haven't really talked about because we haven't had to right now is Timmy Crowley. And, you know, that's got to be hard when you're a high school athlete, and you know you're, you know, by all accounts, he can really throw the ball, but yet you have this massive line and good running backs, and you're, you know, you're up 20-0, so I'm sure your job's just going to be to do a lot of handing it off. That's got to be a little tough when you know what you're capable of, and I'd love to see Timmy get to spin that thing.
Now we have a timeout on the field here. 6:17 to play first half. Cardinals take Lumen Christie with the timeout. They lead 20-0, 30-second commercial break, and the action continues here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
discover the exclusive Michigan-made checking account available only at True Community Credit Union. With a Michigan-made checking account, you can earn up to 5.25% APY. Earn points each month based on the activities and relationships you have connected to your account. Plus, there's no minimum balance or monthly fee. Visit TrueCCU.com to open your exclusive Michigan-made checking account today.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Quite the tumbling display out here for the Michigan Center cheerleaders during the timeout. 6:17 to play in the first half, 20-0 Titan lead. And second down at about 6 yards here on their own 37-yard line.
Yeah, seniors Kate Patterson, Grace Stevens. Senior cheerleaders trying to get the center crowd pumped up.
Rayburg's the deep back here on the offense. Cadell Williams split right. Crowley looking to throw. He wings it. Williams open up the seam. Caught at the 32. No one's going to catch him. Pay dirt for Titans. Touchdown looming. And from the 37-yard line, you said you'd like to see Timmy Crowley wing it, and he did not miss on that attempt. 26-0 Titans with 6:07 to play in the half.
It's almost as if my headset is going into the Lumen Christie coaching staff. Are they listening to me? I don't think so.
63-yard touchdown pass for Timmy Crowley, and that extends the Titans' lead to 26. Extra point pending here from Salazar. It's 2 out of 3 on extra points today. And there's a snap, and we're going to get a, I think the Cardinals offside, or it could be false start. Nope, they got it. It is offside. That's the signal.
Surprised they didn't go ahead and let that go. Nobody looked.
Right.
Like.
Free play, right?
Yeah. So, hey, back to that touchdown throw. Crowley, boy, he did really lay it right on Williams' numbers, and that was deep. I'm going to say we're talking 45 yards in the air.
Yeah, I think he got it. Maybe the 28-yard line.
Yeah,
thrown from
from
the 30.
And Williams showing again that athleticism, not just running back, but ran a great route, just ran past everybody.
So we'll get another try at the extra point here. And it looks like the offense is coming back out for this one. So no kick. Cadell Williams in an I formation with Rayburg. Gabe King out to the right. Handoff goes to Williams. He smashes into the line. It looks like he's got it to me. That's the signal. Two-point conversion for the Titans. Makes it 28-0, Lumen Christie. 6:07 left in the half. Let's take a 60-second commercial break. Kickoff coming up on WKHM.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Kickoff high and deep, mishandled by Collins, but he pitches it back to Kyron Lane. He's going to get past the 15 to the 17, and that's about it. Pile of Titans on top of him. First and 10 Cardinals, trailing 28-0 with 6:02 to play in the first half.
You wonder if that was supposed to going to be some kind of, you know, if he catches that clean, if it's going to be like a handoff, like misdirection. Yep. But it almost looked like
I don't want
Colin said, I'm about to get drilled. You take it, Kyron. Kyron's going to be thanking him later for that tomorrow.
Ice bath for Kyron Lane. I already ordered up tonight, I think. He's been working hard. Has looked good.
Yeah.
So was Lucas Howard at quarterback. He's in the shotgun now. Applegate in the backfield with him. Lane one of three split out to the right. And Howard's going to do a QB designed run. QB sweep, and he just gets pulled down. And that's Smith back there making the tackle.
So the difference right there, Howard we have listed at 6 foot 163. I think that 6 foot's a little generous.
A little?
And he's running into what Luke Smith, what we guess maybe, what, 6'4", 220, but can run just as fast as Howard.
Yeah.
that's tough.
So second down and 12 on the 2-yard loss for Howard. And he's in the shotgun again. Let's spread it out. It's Applegate still in the backfield there. Lane is the wing on this left. And back to throw. Howard slings it over to the 20-yard line. It's caught. He goes down on the catch. And so he'll only get us out to the 21-yard line. But make a third down at about 7 for Michigan Center.
Just trying to see who caught that for Michigan Center.
Me too.
Tell you a name that's been noticeably absent from our mouths is Hunter Clemens. You know, he was definitely listed in some publications even as a player to watch this year and getting high praise from the Cardinal coaching staff. And have we called his number?
No, and I think that's actually who made that catch.
Okay, well, there you go.
Hunter Clemens. We'll be mentioning his name a lot come basketball season, I think, as well.
Down 28-0 right now, I'm guessing there's going to be a lot more passes coming his way.
Howard rolling back. He throws it just to get rid of it almost. And, wow, a nice defensive play by the Titans. A pretty good throw for Howard under duress. Out to Applegate, the intended receiver. And all over it defensively for Lumen Christi, Ryan Wilicki, who looked like even falling to the ground nearly had a chance at the interception. So the Cardinal punt team will come back out fourth down and 7. And Lumen Christi will send Gabe King deep to return. He's standing on the 45 in Titan territory. 4:18 to play, and it's 28-0 Lumen so far.
Well, you said when we saw Lumen come out of the tunnel pregame and just the eyeball test, just the difference in bodies.
Really nice kick there by Berkey Pyle. Down to the 49. Gabe King takes off, spins away from defender. They're going to catch him at the 43. On Michigan Center side of the field. So first and 10 for the Titans with 4:07 to play in good field position.
Boy, this half has really been played on one side of the field, and it's been all Lumen Christi dominated so far.
Well, I mean, and the Cardinals, time of possession for Michigan Center has been way up by comparison, but only because the Titans have been able to get out and get a big play when they want to, it seems. And it's just been all Lumen so far. 4:07 to play in the half and 28-0 with the football. And a little different look here out of the shotgun for Crowley. Three receivers to his left. And it's a sweet play coming across from the right side and handed off and cut up the field. Breaks a tackle out to the 32-yard line. And that's first down distance on the carry for the Titans. London Hampton. And we've been, like we said, we were looking forward to seeing him. And looks athletic, live, a long body, and so.
Yeah, from here, and we're up top, but that doesn't look like a freshman body to me.
No, no, it does not. So first and 10 after the scamper there by Hampton, and it's 32-yard line for the Titans. 3:37 ticking down on our first half clock. Again, stay tuned at halftime. We'll go over some numbers and get things going, but we've got the Michigan High School Athletic Association's This Week in High School Sports segment to play. As Crowley takes a snap, gives to Hampton again. This time just a pretty straight-up dive play over the 30 down to about the 28-yard line. So we get about 4.5 on first down for Lumen.
So I hate to say this, but if you're Lumen Christi right now, I mean, are you looking at this kind of – almost scrimmage-like where, you know, if there's anything that you wanted to take a look at or you had any question marks, hey, we want to see Steve Boyle carry the ball a couple times. Let's see what – I mean, is that kind of what their mindset becomes?
I mean, I think there's an opportunity to do that and maybe work on some plays that you like but haven't been quite fine-tuned, maybe run some stuff that you might normally not call just to see how it goes. 2:43, second down and 6. Crowley with a couple fakes, chased down and brought down. Tackled in the backfield, sack on the play. And that's Dayton Spencer getting the backfield to make that tackle. And that's going to move it back to the 35-yard line, make it third down at about 13, for Lumen Christie. 20 to go.
Just about to ask if Lumen had even had a negative play. I couldn't remember one, but there we go. Dayton Spencer just created one for the Cardinals.
Well, a lot of misdirection in that play, slow to develop for the Titans, and Spencer able to break through that offensive line and make a play.
But even at 3rd and 13, do you get a sense that that's going to be impossible for Lumen to pick up a first down?
Crowley fakes it. Coming back. Gabe King loose. He's got the first down. Can he get to the end zone? Fakes it in. Outside. Backwards over the end zone. So it looks like he's in. We do have a flag back at about the 16-yard line. So we'll see what that's for. But just a nice little fake QB run. Counterplay to Gabe King, and he busted out as he is prone to do from time to time.
Boy, that's when I really wish we had instant replay or something, because I didn't think Gabe King had that. I thought Crowley, that was some good ball handling. Little foolery.
Penalty is going to go against the Titans, and so we'll move it back.
Yeah, and where that hold took place, you know, King was already over the first down marker, so I think it's going to be just 3rd and short still.
Right now the spot's at the 26, so it makes it 3rd down and about 5 for Lumen Christie, much more manageable. And we got about 97 seconds to play in the first half. It's 28-0 Lumen Christie with the football in Cardinal territory. Still time to score one more before we go to the halftime locker room. Crowley under center. Cadell Williams, the deep back, pitches out to him. Well blocked, and he's going to get up near the line to gain. He's tackled right there, and I think it's just short of the marker. We'll see where the spot ends up, but an official's got in that location where it's about 4th and 1.
This is a great tackle, and I think that was Dayton Spencer again. Kind of shed that blocker. It looked like it was well blocked. He kind of shed him and got him. I didn't think that was going to happen.
So it is 4th and 1. 1:05 to play, clock running. And they give it to Rayburg up the middle. He's got the first down distance inside the 20 to the 19, and that'll move the chains here. Stop the clock with 1 minute.
That's a new rule this year. College football, I think, not stopping the clock after first downs.
And, well, just long enough to get the football spotted. So we're inside of a minute now, 47 seconds. Lumen Christie's still huddled, and now we'll get a timeout from the Titans. Coach Brogan didn't like something. And so 30-second commercial break, 44 seconds to play when we come back. Titans lead 28-0 till the halftime here on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. 44 seconds till the halftime. Timeout on the sideline there from Coach Brogan. And Crowley out of a shotgun. It's ex-Gallant in the backfield with him. Gabe King in the slot. Takes the snap, rolling out to his left, looking downfield. Gets it into the flat. Nice pass play, well blocked, and he makes a dive for the end zone, but out of bounds at about the one-yard line. And so, nice little underneath pass to the tight end rolling across the play, and it's Charlie Saunders with the catch, and out of bounds is going to stop the clock with 37 seconds to go in a 28-0 Titan lead.
Nice little drag route there by Saunders, and a good job by King to not, you know, he had an opportunity to kind of blindside block somebody downfield and did a good job of just kind of getting in the way but not really doing anything where the official can throw a flag.
2 yard line is the spot here. First and goal with 37 seconds to play. Crowley under center. Cadell Williams in the backfield. Now he's going to split out to the wing. Comes back across, faked. Crowley rolling out to throw. Coming across into Saunders in the end zone. And really, he had two guys to choose from there. Well-designed play for the Titans and a touchdown again for Lumen. Makes it 34-0 with 31 seconds till the half. Extra point pending here for Salazar.
Yeah, and in a 34-0 game, you think, well, this extra point, whatever. But that will make it that 35 magic number where we'll start the second half with a running clock.
So Salazar paces this kickoff. There's the snap a little high, gets the hold down. Kick is up, and that's good. 35-0. Titans lead it with 31 seconds to play in the half. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. Kickoff coming up on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Allergy season, the dust, the dander, it can make you sick. Ducks of Mid-Michigan can remove the harmful pollutants that are causing your runny nose, your itchy and watery eyes, even your chronic coughing. Have the duck cleaning specialist clean the vents in your home and prevent any more of the mold, pollen, and debris from building up. Get your ducks cleaned today with Ducks of Mid-Michigan, 412 West Prospect Street, or call 517-580-6130.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the Tony Horner press box here at Michigan Center High School, where the Cardinals trail Lumen Christie 35-0. Defending state champ Lumen Christie Titans. It was real fun to cover them last year and go see Ford Field with that exhilarating win over Traverse City St. Francis. Low kick here by Salazar is going to bounce at the 8. It's all the way back to the 2. That's where Collins gets it. He's going to go head toward the right side. Now cuts it up. Misses a couple defenders. Gets it out to about the 16-yard line. And you got to see a little bit of that fleetness of foot for Collins. Let that ball get a little wild out there, or might have gotten knocked away. But we were talking before this game, and Collins hadn't even really played football until last year. They got him out on the JV and just showed his explosiveness, and they were like, all right, you got to keep playing football. You're on the varsity now as a sophomore.
Yeah, I was told, and from multiple sources, in junior high, his eighth grade year, he touched the ball 23 times, whether it be kick return or on a handoff or something, and he scored 19 touchdowns.
See what he's got. For this, we got 20 seconds, and the Cardinals are on the 16-yard line. Howard's going to get one quickly away and caught out to the 28-yard line. Another nice pass for Lucas Howard, and the receiver on the play there, Jack Lair, 5'7", 156, sophomore receiver for the Cardinals.
Yeah, you look up the roster, there's some sophomores playing for Michigan Center.
Howard again, quick pitch this time to Kyron Lane. He's got some space. Spins away from a defender, trying to stay on his feet. He'll lose his footing, and they're going to get that out to about the 33-yard line. And that'll end the half. 35-0 Titans lead. And it was all Lumen all the way, save for one pretty good drive for the Cardinals, but they came away empty-handed. And that's where we see the score at the halftime, 35-0. Let's take a 3-minute commercial break. We'll come back and look at some numbers. We got the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment coming up. Halftime here in WKHM. And thank you again to our presenting sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Summer yard work doesn't feel like work when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna chainsaws and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work. Ask Performance Automotive Northwest about John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And remember, for mower blade sharpening and mower repair, it's Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. Let's get right to business. I'm not going to promise you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for your trade-in, but what I will promise you is that you will get a fair amount for your trade-in, and the vehicle that you purchase will be a very good, reliable form of transportation at a fair price. We have over 30 vehicles priced $5,000 and under. Check us out at Avenue Auto. Over 25 years in business means we're here to stay. Financing for everyone. Your job is your credit. Come see our professional sales team, Justin Sadak, Jamie Holdling, Brian Humphrey, and myself, Chuck Hogan at Avenue Auto, or call us at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. The school year is here and more members of your house are using hot water in the mornings. With all the chaos of getting ready before school, last thing you need is to run out of hot water for morning showers. If your hot water heater is in need of replacement or you are looking to upgrade to a more efficient water heater, Grimes Plumbing has you covered and offers a one-year warranty for labor and parts. Call Grimes Plumbing today at 517-748-7173 or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes at the half. Here's a Michigan Center Cardinal band. Enter Sandman, you might recognize that in the background if you can catch it. And 35-0, the score. Titans way in front and looked dominant throughout the game. And, you know, Brian, I think that lives up to expectations for some a team that's, again, coming back from a state championship team. You lose some seniors to graduation, but I just looking at that roster, and I said, man, Cadell Williams, Gabe King, Pastoriza is back, Luke Smith. You just started seeing those names. Charlie Saunders, another guy who Rayburg had some time in. You know, he would go in and substitution run the football and have huge plays.
Yeah, him and Gallant both. Yeah. Like in all those 35-point victories, those two got a lot of carries and that's yeah. under their belt. And they're good football players that a lot of places would be starting. And
yeah.
they're just waiting their turn and taking advantage now.
The Titans don't rebuild, they reload. And so we knew they were going to come out here with a good team. And to even have some of the Titans coaches say, you know, we're really big up front, you know. And that for them to say that, knowing some of the guys who have come through here, that's a big statement, and their lines did control this game in a lot of ways the whole way.
Yeah, it was funny. Before the game, I was talking to a couple guys on the coaching staff, and asking, you know, is with Crowley. We knew he could throw it. Said, would this be a little bit more passing team? And one's like, yeah, you know, I think it might be a little more balanced. The other one kind of laughed. It's like, you know, I don't know. We're still really big and have some talented backs. And, you know, Coach Brogan likes to run the ball, and there's a reason.
And the talented backs, one stood out, especially in the first half, Cadell Williams. But it's hard to even pinpoint one guy who stood out. You said you wanted to see Crowley throw it. He threw it, and he threw it well. Cadell Williams looked good. Rayburg was strong, carrying the football. Gallant came in. Gabe King had a nice half. I mean, just all the names that we would have expected to mention, and then some for Lumen. Just an excellent first half for the Titans.
Yeah, we were even excited to see freshman London Hampton, and I don't think he touched it but a couple times, but both times he probably averaged 10 a carry. So
yeah, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so again, it's 35-0. There's not a lot to look at. For the Cardinals, even at being down 35-0, I'll say I thought Lucas Howard looked good at quarterback. I think he looked like he knew what he was doing. Even against this kind of pressure, he looked good when he had to run, but he threw the ball pinpoint a couple times as well. So Cardinals got a good one there. Kyron Lane has had a great game so far, if you can say that about a team trailing 35-0. But yeah, Cardinals look good
at times.
And yeah, again, we're comparing them to this Titans team that will probably give us another trip out of town a couple times by the end of this year. And I'm not saying to Detroit, but I also wouldn't be shocked if they do, too. So at the half, let's take a two-minute commercial break, and then we'll bring you this week in high school sports from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Again, at the half here, 35-0 lead for Lumen Christie. And we'll be back after the break.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Midwest Vehicle Group, with quality vehicles for all budgets, perfect for the first-time buyer. They are a Carfax Advantage dealer. All vehicles have comprehensive, clean Carfax reports. A trusted source for pre-owned vehicles. Just check the Google reviews. Midwest Vehicle Group, a Michigan Center-made company at 4120 Page Avenue in Michigan Center. Online at MidwestVehicleGroup.com. Like them on Facebook. Midwest Vehicle Group wishes both football teams the best of luck in the game tonight.
Welcome to the 2023-24 school year, and welcome back to This Week in High School Sports. We'll be with you for the next 26 weeks, getting you caught up on the biggest stories from across the state in the high school sports world. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The start of a new year brings a lot of questions, especially for the families of freshmen or students starting their first year of high school in Michigan. Who plays who? What was the score of last night's game? What are people talking about? Just what is going on here? Well, there's an easy way to find out the answers to all of those questions and more. Make sure you check out MHSAA.com. The site was redesigned a year ago, and now MHSAA.com sees over 10 million visits annually. It's the best place to go if you're looking for a score, a schedule, a story, NPR rankings, and more. Plus, it's been optimized for mobile use, which makes submitting scores on a Friday even easier. Looking to connect on social? We have you covered there as well. The MHSAA's TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, sorry, X accounts, are all updated throughout the week with important news for everyone involved in high school sports. Follow us and stay current with all the happenings from around the state. The first week of action is in the books, and with that brings us our first game balls of the year. Pinckney's Evan Loughwright started the cross-country season out with a win. The senior was first in a dual meet with Brighton, but Brighton came out victorious on the team side. Ellie Wilcox helped lead Boyne City to a Pelston Invite volleyball title. The Ramblers were perfect on the day, winning all six matches and 12 sets they played in. And to Muskegon Reese Puffer senior Liam Smith, he poured in four goals in an 8-0 season-opening soccer win over Ludington.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Director of Officiating Services, Sam Davis.
The first week of high school football season is always exciting and sometimes confusing. Here are some, not all of the differences between the high school game and what you see on Saturdays and Sunday. In high school, there's no such thing as an uncatchable ball when judging pass interference. It is a penalty if there is illegal contact, whether the ball is catchable or not. In overtime, high school teams start with the ball on the 10-yard line, not the 25 like in college. And in high school overtime, you're only able to get a first down by a penalty. And at no time is a high school team required to go for 2 points. And on extra point plays, if the defense gains possession, the try is over. The defense cannot return the ball for 2 points.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. All summer long, MHSAA.com has highlighted former high school standouts who have used past athletic experiences to help shape their post-high school lives. The series is called Made in Michigan and provides updates on some familiar names. Like Brent Gates, the current baseball coach at Grand Rapids Christian, was a two-time All-State selection on the diamond at Granville. He played at the University of Minnesota before the major leagues and now has led the Eagles to 3 baseball state titles. Or Ariel Breaker, the current assistant basketball coach at the University of Minnesota. She helped Grosse Pointe North win a Class A state title in 2008. A 3-sport athlete at GPN, she finished 3rd for the 2010 Miss Basketball Award, and she played collegiately at Notre Dame before coaching at Lehigh, Oakland, South Dakota, and West Virginia, and now with the Gophers. To get caught up on all the Made in Michigan stories, check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the professor, teaching class up here in the broadcast booth. Tony Horner, press box at Michigan Center High School as the Cardinals trail 35 to nothing. Brian, you had an opportunity to have some extra time this week with Lucas Howard, the quarterback here for Michigan Center. And this is our extra credit with the professor segment. Tell us about your conversation with Lucas.
Yeah, I just kind of want to get to know a little bit about the person, not just necessarily the football player, but maybe some insight to the team, too. I asked Lucas a few questions, like pregame meal, go-to. It's Subway, Steve, in case you're wondering. And he did also say, food-wise, pineapple absolutely does not belong on a pizza.
I can get together with him on that. I agree wholeheartedly. I wish he would have gone a little more in depth. What's his sandwich of choice at Subway, did he say?
Yeah, I think he's pretty simple. I think it was just a ham and cheese.
Nice. Takes after his father.
Yep. I asked him what teammate might be most likely to someday we see on The Bachelor. And he said Bodie Atkins.
Bodie Atkins.
You know, I've seen Bodie in action. He's got a little game. That doesn't surprise me. I could see that.
Suave, debonair.
I asked him what coach he did not want to get mixed up one-on-one in a tackling drill, and he said Coach Mike Villarreal. He's a big fella. I don't blame him there. What player he didn't want to really necessarily get matched up one-on-one with a tackling drill, and he said Kyren Lane and Jordan Krause. And if he could go to dinner with any NFL player, who would it be and why? He said Jalen Hurts, and he said he kind of patterns his game a little bit after him. He likes to think, and, you know, after what we saw, he does have a little Jalen Hurts in him, a little mobile quarterback.
Yeah.
Would like to take off running. He just hasn't had much room today.
No room to run out there against these Titans. Well, hey, let's take a 90-second commercial break. Second half coming up, Cardinals trail 35 to nothing at home against Lumen Christi here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. Let's get right to business. I'm not going to promise you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for your trade-in, but what I will promise you is that you will get a fair amount for your trade-in, and the vehicle that you purchase will be a very good, reliable form of transportation at a fair price. We have over 30 vehicles priced $5,000 and under. Check us out at Avenue Auto. Over 25 years in business means we're here to stay. Financing for everyone. Your job is your credit. Come see our professional sales team, Justin Sadak, Jamie Holdling, Brian Humphrey, and myself, Chuck Hogan at Avenue Auto, or call us at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we are all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes already in the press box. The coaches from the Cardinals making their way back up here, and it looks like the Titans coaches comfortable in their booth as well as we get ready to start the second half. Lumen Christi ready to receive as they kicked off to start the game. And just about ready to go here. 12 minutes on the clock, 35-0 Titan lead, and Who do we have deep to return here? Cadell Williams and the Gabe King?
Gabe King, I think.
Yeah.
Steve, I asked you what Lumen, you know, what their mindset is. How about the Cardinal coaching staff? Do you pull out the speech like, all right, guys, for the second half, we got to think of this as 0-0, and you try to kind of just go back to being successful at some things, or do you come out really throwing the ball thinking, hey, if there's any chance for us to come back, we're going to have to do some quick striking? Or
right. I feel like always at a big deficit like this, you do have to try to say, we can't get it all back at once, so don't try to do that. Let's get back whatever we can get and, you know, and start small and go out there. And, yeah, you just want to have some things go nice. Berkey Pyle kicks off inside the 5. Cadell Williams out to the 10, 15. Cuts the opposite direction to the 20. Still on his feet. Got some room to run. 30 to the sideline. Stiff arm at the 40. And into a pile at the 47-yard line. Forced out of bounds. And 35-0 lead. First and 10 for Lumen Christie at their own 48-yard line.
Yeah, you know, you said start small. It all definitely starts with a stop here in the opening drive. If you're going to entertain any type of comeback. That 45-yard kick return was not a good start if you're a Michigan Center Cardinal fan.
Yeah, really good to see the blocking, though, for the Titans. They really cleared a lane for Cadell Williams, and, of course, he's not going to struggle too much when he's got that much room to run. Titans offense out. Crowley under center, and a counterplay to X Gallant, and he's going to get stopped. Forward progress probably gets him to the 50. So call it 2nd and 8 yards for the Titans. After that handoff, good job by the Cardinals defensive line to snuff that run out quickly.
That looked like Brendan Fruth, 170-pound senior for the Cardinals. We haven't seen the Titan backs go down on just the first hit very often.
No, they've been running, getting tough yards, but getting those tough yards five or six yards deep into the play already, and so everything's been going for 6, 7, 8 yards. Quick pass by Crowley out to King, and he's got some room over there. Pursuit gets him from behind. King out to near the first down marker. It's all going to depend on the spot, but it's either first and 10, or then they do move the chains.
I don't want to ever do an announcer jinx, but I don't think I've ever seen Gabe King drop a ball that's been near his hands.
I know, I can't think of a time either, and I guess we could pour over film or something to try to figure it out, but I think I like that that's the air he gives up, his sticky hands. He's going to catch it. If you get it by him, he's going to grab it. And first and 10, quick dive right up the middle. That fullback blast goes for 8 yards before it stopped for the Titans. And on the carry there is Matthews for the Titans.
Somebody I don't think we mentioned in the first half, so Lumen Christie already getting some reps, as we saw with some of the guys last year.
Yeah, 35-0 Titans, 9:41 to play third quarter. Second down and 2 yards after the 8-yard Owen Matthews carry. And another substitution in the backfield, and I'm trying to see, it looks like maybe Hampton is back deep. It is him. He gets the handoff and hit right at the line, but able to drag it over to the 31-yard line. And that's going to move the chains for the Titans again, first and 10. And that was London Hampton on the carry.
You know, we talked about Michigan Center and the coaching staff. Here, too, when you're a player, you know, particularly football, you want to have some pride, right? Like, it's time for somebody to step up and say, hey, let's keep these guys out of the end zone. Let's drive. You know, at some point, coaches can say what they want, diagram what they want, but you got to start winning some one-on-one battles. And if that means shedding off a block or something, you got to do what you have to do.
And you got to have that mindset that you can beat a guy who you probably can't, but you got to believe you can, or else you already lost. So the Cardinals go out and try to win some one-on-one matchups. London Hampton, nice dive play, sidesteps, good footwork there by Hampton, and a play that was not particularly special. turned into a 9-yard gain. Well, they're going to stop him at 8, but a nice carry by the freshman, and the Titans continue to move the football into Cardinal territory deeper. 22-yard line for 2nd and 2 yards for Lumen Christie with 8:09 to play in the third quarter. They lead it 35-0.
Yeah, we're up here just looking. We're looking for bright spots.
Mm-hmm. Crowley takes the snap. Give is another dive play to the fullback. And I think he got past the 15. Looks like we'll get down to the 14-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Titans there. And I've got Griffin on the carry.
Cassius Griffin.
That's who I saw.
Junior running back for the Titans. Another new name for us for this half. But I'll tell you who is out there still, and that's Andrew Salazar, Luke Smith.
There's another handoff, this time to Gallant. Shut down the hole he wanted to go through, but moves down the line a little further, finds some distance to turn it upfield, and so gets it inside the 10-yard line for Lumen Christie, and down to the, call it the 9.5 yard, or yeah, the 8.5 yard line. So it's 2nd down and about 3. 6:42 to play.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, 35-0, 6:30 to go in the third quarter. And in high school football, 35 means running clock.
And there's another handoff this time up the middle and into the end zone. 8-yard touchdown carry for the Titans. Owen Matthews with the score. And with 6:20 to play, 41-0 Titans. And the clock does stop on that score. There's some interesting info coming in. We've got the Tigers being no hit through 7 innings. Astros have 1 hit, 1-0 Houston leading the Tigers. DeWitt 27-17 winners over Hazlitt tonight. Titan extra point attempt is no good. Maybe, I don't know if that was just a poor hold or what. Salazar couldn't get it over the line. 41-0 is the score we'll stick with. And 30-second commercial break, and we'll be back with a kickoff next on WKHM.
Allergy season. The dust, the dander, it can make you sick. Ducks of Mid-Michigan can remove the harmful pollutants that are causing your runny nose, your itchy and watery eyes, even your chronic coughing. Have the duck cleaning specialist clean the vents in your home and prevent any more of the mold, pollen, and debris from building up. Get your ducks cleaned today with Ducks of Mid-Michigan, 412 West Prospect Street, or call 517-580-6130.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Titans set the kickoff, 41-0 lead, 6:20 to play third quarter here at Michigan Center High School as the sun starts to get below the trees and the lights are on. A lot of energy from that packed Lumen Christie visiting bleacher section, including the students section, which is massive tonight. Salazar's kick is up and fielded at the 12, mishandled, picked up now, and turned it upfield, lowers his head at the 22, and tackled there. And a different return guy back there for Michigan Center is
Davion King, perhaps? Is that 42?
Coming to the sideline, I think it's 40. I think we got 45 there.
45.
Tyru Jones.
Yeah, Tyree, just a freshman.
Might as well give him a chance. 1st and 10 for the Cardinals from the 22. Under 6 minutes to play third quarter. Howard still in at quarterback. And that's a handoff straight up the middle. Applegate showing some power, moving the pile past the 25 to about the 27 before they finally bring him down.
Yeah,
nice carry there.
Yeah, not just Applegate, too, but that's the first time we've seen that Cardinal line kind of be surging forward instead of backward on the offensive or defensive side.
Second out and four here for Michigan Center. And I don't want to diminish that accomplishment, but the Titans have gone to, I think, the number two defense here and getting some other kids some minutes. So, you know, nice, again, for the Titans to get to utilize this big lead game to get some guys some extra minutes and experience that could come in handy later in the year. Howard back to throw. Escapes the pocket. Pressured out of there. Running the sideline, and he'll scamper out of bounds. Avoid the hit and lose a, oh, maybe got a yard.
You know, it's funny, Howard telling us that one of his favorite players, Jalen Hurts, and for mobility reasons and things. And Howard does have quick feet and escapability in the pocket, but unfortunately for him, once he gets out, there's still just Titans there just to meet him. Like he's, you know, he's escaping the original pressure, and then there's that second wave coming too.
Well, and what he's doing is escaping the place where it's designed to protect him and getting out in the middle of nowhere where there's no blockers there and it's just defenders running free once they know he's not going to be able to throw it. 4:17 and the clock running here, 41-0 Cardinals trail. We're in the third quarter on Harsh Barger Road. Howard out of the shotgun for the Cardinals. Kyron Lane is the running back with him. He takes the handoff, spins away from a defender or two, stayed on his feet, only going to manage back to the original line of scrimmage on the play, and so that'll bring a fourth down, and still about four for Michigan Center from their own 28-yard line.
And that tackle made first there by Cassius Griffin, who we mentioned getting a carrier in that offense, and now making a tackle from that linebacker spot.
Clocked out to 3:37 with this Titan 41-0 lead. Howard taking a play from the sideline on fourth down and about four. Looks like the offense is going to stay in here.
I know Michigan Center kind of had a little quarterback competition with Howard and sophomore Hayden Hinkle. I didn't know if maybe we'd see Hayden get a couple snaps this second half.
Lane in motion for the Cardinals, and looks like we can get some movement on the Cardinal offensive line and a false start. So fourth and four turns to fourth and nine. And we'll see if that changes things. It looks like it does. Berkey Powell's going to come in and punt one away.
You know, if you're a Cardinal lineman and you've been just facing Luke Smith and Pastoriza and company all game, you can see why you want to kind of get off that snap as quick as you can. Some false starts make sense, and I'm sure a lot of Lumen opponents have many of those.
Berkey Powell back to punt. Nobody deep for Lumen Christie. So Berkey Powell kicks it to an empty field, and that'll at least give the Titans a chance to move it back there, and it's going to roll down to the 32-yard line in Lumen Christie territory. First and 10 for the Titans with 2:13 to play in our third quarter here. 41-0, Lumen Christie leads it here in WKHM. Our last score update from across town at Northwest High School had Tecumseh comfortably in front, 28-7, somewhere around halftime there.
That Tecumseh team is the team Michigan Center opened up with last year. And with the school that big, again, big line on both sides, kind of had a similar score to this. So, yeah, give Troyo and credit, not afraid to open up with powerhouses and teams that he knows going to make them better for the Cascades Conference.
Handoff for the Titans, just a little fullback trap play. And goes for not much, a yard on the carry for Kenyon Bashinsky. Playing quarterback now for the Titans is Adam Fuller. Getting some minutes in this 41-0 lead. Minute 10 to play in the third quarter and the clock running.
Adam's a good golfer for the Lumen Christie team.
Is he? I feel like that happens a lot for Lumen Christie. Some good golfers. Fuller takes the snap. Comes around. Damn, off tackle run there. Mason Hemme?
or Herney. Yeah, we kind of have.
We had to get
I'm not
a
sure.
copy.
It does look H-E-R-N-E-Y to me, but I could see the program is kind of a little
washed out.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll go with that, Herney. I apologize if it's incorrect. We covered both pronunciations.
I was going to say, Mason, if you are Mason Hemme, good job.
I guess he's going to get some more carries anyway, probably. A couple fakes by Fuller, and he'll get brought down. It doesn't look like it's a sack. I think that was a QB-designed run, but a tackle by the Cardinals nonetheless. Stop for no gain, and Logan Jones, the tackler there. 5'6", 150, junior classman. And that's the end of the third quarter. 41-0 Titans, 12 minutes to play. Before we wrap this one up for Michigan Center High School, back in a minute on WKHM.
If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And the Titans ready to punt it away here on 4th and 4. Sails are about it. Goes out of bounds on the sideline, and let's see where the official's going to spot it. I got it about 37. And
wow.
He went all the way down to the 29.
I like
to see how the coaches feel about that one.
Yeah, I was more right with you.
Yeah.
You know something you don't see very often that we're seeing tonight? Andrew Salazar doing the punting and kicking duties and also starting at guard. You don't see that very often. The guard isn't usually your kicker.
Luxury for Coach Brogan. At this point, the Lumen Christi system is mythical in that I hear so many things about what these kids start doing from a very young age, so that by the time they get to this Titan varsity team, there's just they're just fine-tuned machines. So pass right there caught by Applegate. That one thrown this time by a new quarterback.
Yeah, there's our Hayden Hinkle sighting.
You called it.
Yeah.
And it looked, in watching warm-ups, Hinkle has a lot easier throwing motion. I think he has a lot easier distance. I think there looks like to be a little more, a little more effort for Howard to make the throws. But they were both pretty accurate throwing in warm-ups, and we've seen that on the field today too. And Hinkle will take the snap here with 2nd and 1, and it's a handoff to Kyron Lane on a sweep. He does get to the outside, stays on his feet. He's going to get into Titan territory to the 40, to about the 38. We'll see where they say he went out of bounds, but a nice run by Kyron Lane, and they're a generous spot here, so that makes up for the punt. I give him a couple extra yards, it looks like, here to the 35. But again, I can't see from the other side of the field where he did step out, so it could be as accurate as can be. I can't tell. But 9:48 to play in this one, and a 41-0 lead for the Titans. Cardinals would like to get on the scoreboard here with Hinkle in at quarterback against the second team D here for the Titans. Hinkle back to pass. Had a man up the middle and just over his head. Intended receiver on the play was Clemens, just over the outstretched hands of that 6'3 receiver.
And that was a smooth-looking delivery with Hinkle, just overthrew him. But this is the bad thing is when you're a football coach or any sport, you know, you put in somebody, they still have some of their first-team offense in there. It's Kyron Lane, Hunter Clemmons, and Lumen has second or even third-team defenders in there. Mm-hmm. You let them lead down for a score, and then you're opening yourself to, oh, man, you see that? See what Hinkle does when he's, you know?
Right. Play action, rolling out to throw. Hinkle going to the end zone. One-on-one coverage there. Throwing a little out of bounds. Nice attempt at it there by the intended receiver on the play. And that's Bodie Atkins trying to make that catch. But again, like an easy delivery there for Hinkle out there. Just a little wide of the receiver, but
well,
got it all the way down there. I mean, that's a 36 yards to the end zone for him.
And Atkins was hitting himself in the helmet thinking he should have came up with it. He kind of got twisted around and just was awkward. It would have been a really good catch. He might have been thinking about being on The Bachelor.
And this time Hinkle play action, and he's going to get hit as he throws. Got it away, so incomplete pass. That'll break a fourth down for the Cardinals. And 10 with under 8 minutes to play in this one.
Yep, and being 41-0, even on incomplete pass, that clock is still ticking. Royal Bliss playing right now.
Do they hit the stage? Probably about 10 minutes they'll be hitting the stage up in Flint.
Feeling a little bummed for my partner. Looking forward to a concert, and then the game gets switched to tonight.
Rescheduled.
That's the professional you are, though. You're here tonight.
You can make your commitments. You live up to them, and that's one that I had to. Fourth down, and another kind of play-action pass for the Cardinals. Titans not fooled at all, and Hinkle's brought down back to about the 45-yard line, and they'll turn it over there. And, at this point, on fourth and 10, and you've thrown it for the last four plays, maybe you don't need to do that play fake. Just drop back and throw something out there. But in this case, the Titans broke through the protection, bring them down, and they'll put it on the 44-yard line. Titans starting their own territory. 6:49 ticking away on this clock. 41-0 lead for Lumen Christi.
And, hey, Kenyon Bashinsky, I saw that sack, number 49, junior linebacker.
Fuller. Fullback dive there. He's going to get about two before he's moved back. Forward progress should have him at the 46. Out-of-town scoreboard, Charlevoix with a 28-26 win over Traverse City St. Francis. A nice win for Charlevoix. That's a game that we're planning on making the road trip up to Traverse City this year when Lumen Christi goes to face those guys. That'll be a fun trip. Tecumseh, 34-14 lead over Northwest. That was with 5:18 to go in the third quarter. DeWitt, 27-17 winners over Hazlitt. And Rockford, 27-0 lead in their game at the half. Rockford was taking on Muskegon and dominating. As the Titans hand it off again, second down and 8. It'll be third down and 7.
So you're talking about us going to Traverse City for a game?
You and me.
See, I just thought you had asked me for a nice weekend out, and I didn't realize this was a working weekend. I thought you were just taking me to Traverse City to
see the sights
and walk along the beach. so we're going to do a job. Okay.
There will be time for that, too, but we'll have to sneak in a game.
Now I'm going to have to rethink this. Just thought it was you and I, but
5:15 to play, third down, Titans. Fuller hands it off again. This time it's to Hampton, and he gets his legs cut out, but travels through the air the last couple yards to get the first down to the 45-yard line for Lumen Christi. Oh, 44. Didn't quite give him all that progress, but another nice run for London Hampton, who's had a nice game and has lived up to hype, at least in his limited appearance tonight.
Yeah. There's some runners with different styles. You have Derrick Henry that's bruising or something. Hampton has that glide to him.
Long strider.
Long stride, glide. You'll have a good comparison at some point, I'm sure.
Fuller under center takes the snap, and it's a handoff coming around on a sweet play. And that's a carry by Mason Herney. 4:18 to go on our clock, still running. 41-0. Titans lead this one. Likely 1-0 on the season when the final buzzer sounds here for Lumen Christie. They're next in action on Thursday next week at home against Decatur. And I'm excited for that broadcast. Halftime, GOC, our very own Greg O'Connor, going into that Lumen Christie Titan Athletic Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice.
So we'll get to watch GOC be inducted and see a pretty good opponent there with Decatur coming to town to take on the Titans over on Spring Arbor Road. Whistles come out. We have a flag. That was going to be an offside against Michigan Center, it looks like, although I feel like I might have seen a little movement on the Titan line. But with 3:42 to play, the penalty stops the clock. Still 41-0 Titans with the football driving at the 44-yard line in Cardinal territory. Meanwhile, Michigan Center's next here again with Jonesville. That's also that Thursday night tilt as we head into the Memorial Day holiday weekend.
So the new Cascades Conference opponent, Jonesville, this year, right? Four teams added.
Very excited about that. It feels like the Big Ten now, with pulling in those teams from those other conferences. Homer, Columbia Central,
Jonesville and Leslie.
Yeah. We had a good time going to see Leslie in the hoop season. I think we got them on the football schedule, too. Whether it's us or K105.3, it's nice to get them into the fold. A nice school and staff up there as we get a handoff up the middle on the dive play for Bashinsky, it looks like. And that'll move the chains for the Titans with 3:07 to play.
Yeah, Leslie having one of our favorite characters, Matt Johns, leading the way. Always excited to talk to him.
Set us up with a nice, real nice little care package when we went up there to do that Saturday basketball game.
He takes care of us.
We appreciate that. Chad Patrick here at Michigan Center, no slouch himself. Nice cold water coming up here at halftime. It's not a bag of caramel corn.
It's no cardinal dog. I mean, you say no slouch. I'm not sure, Chad. You got to pick it up.
Don't sell yourself short. You're a tremendous slouch. Fuller back to pass rolling out. Now he's going to run. He's got some space. Going to get the first down and then inside of the 25 down to the 22. First down for Lumen with 2:21 to play. Still 41-0 Titans as the clock runs.
Adam Fuller running there fast like he was going looking for the next chem dry.
Trying to be a player of the game.
It's only fitting with his dad being a sponsor.
Let's see what we got here. Under 2 minutes now, minute 50. Titans on the Cardinals 23-yard line. Fuller under center. Oh, fake handoff to the fullback. Gives it off to the running back. Carried up to the 20. Good job by the Cardinal defense to stay home on that one and make the tackle. Minute and a half to play.
Thinking we'll see two, maybe three plays left. Might be down to two. Both coaches' staffs at this point, just let's be done. Nobody get hurt.
Yeah.
No fluky turned ankles. Kind of what I'm hoping for you, Steve. Just I don't want to see any vocal cords get torn here in this last minute and a half. So just kind of take it easy. Let's not get too excited.
You got it.
We in victory formation here.
Plenty of excitement in this one for the Titans. 41 points on the board, most of it in the first half. 35-0 at the halftime for Lumen Christie. And they take a knee there. One more time, they'll wrap this up. 41-0 will be our final score. And we'll bring it home for this one from Michigan Center. A lot of optimism going into it, Brian, to see what the Cardinals could put up against a Lumen Christie team that we thought was going to be pretty good. They were good. And I kind of got a message during the game to say, hey, is Lumen that, did they look that good or is Michigan Center bad? And I said, no, Lumen looks good. Cardinals didn't play awful. I think they did what they could. I think there were glimmers of what's going to be a pretty good offense this year for Michigan Center, but the Titans just a little too much for them tonight.
And, Steve, we do basketball and football, and we talk about all the time games are matchups. And this is just a bad matchup for Michigan Center. They're going to be fine, and they're going to be very successful this year in the Cascades. They just gave up a lot of weight and just girth on both sides of the lines that just, you know, made any kind of skill position battle just in favor of Lumen.
Let's take a two-minute commercial break. When we come back, the post game. Again, the final here at Michigan Center High School. Lumen Christie 41, Michigan Center 0 here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Call the experts at Wolverine Seal Coating today. Asphalt repavement can be very expensive, but can be avoided with simple yearly maintenance to keep your parking lot or driveway looking good and make it last for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating uses quality materials to make your repairs last. Their commitment to high quality and professional excellence makes them the leader in the industry. Wolverine Seal Coating handles all commercial and residential repairs. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your estimate, 962-4261, or online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
If you're thinking about renovating an attic, spending more time in your sunroom, or building onto your home, a Carrier ductless unit is the perfect solution for climate control. Whether it's with innovative breakthroughs in heating and cooling efficiency, or with different ways to control your home's temperature and air quality, it's just one more way we're making your home totally comfortable.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts. Lammers.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the postgame here at Michigan Center. Losing at home in the opener this year against a formidable Lumen Christie Titans team. That will drop again the Cardinals down to 0-1 on the year. Their next foe is a conference foe, and that's coming up next Thursday. Jonesville, the opponent right here at Michigan Center Field. And that'll be another good one. Tough games for the Cardinals throughout the schedule. I think we recognize that the Cascades Conference is pretty good. Napoleon's going to come back with a lot of talent that they had last year, a team that went to the semifinals. And I think Grass Lake is going to reload and be good again. And improving programs at East Jackson and Hanover Horton. So, it's no gimmies right now in the Cascades Conference.
And it's easy for us to say because we're not part of the coaching staff. And, you know, coaching staffs often don't want to talk about any moral victories of any kind. And I'm not saying this was even that.
Nope.
But what it is they just faced competition. And you said it earlier, they're going to face nobody this year as good or as big or as fast. So things just are going to seem a little easier.
Yeah, you know, you hope.
You hope, yeah. Yes.
It's like going into the batter's circle and swinging two bats or three bats. When you drop those other ones, that bat's going to be a little lighter, you think, next week against Jonesville. Even if it's a good Jonesville team, I don't think they're going to be Lumen Christie good.
Kind of wanted to go off swing two or three bats right now and see test your theory out. But, yeah, I know
Casey
what you're
at
saying.
The bat.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I thought that's what you were alluding to.
That
you
know, is.
Stack that
is.
Up. And
you took it a different way, but I like it.
I like my way better. I, of course,
yeah, go swing three bats.
One broadcast professional to another, it's all fun. You ever seen that old cartoon of Casey at the bat, and he slings like three of them?
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah,
well, anyway.
Okay, anyway.
Christie's 1-0 on the year, and they've got a home game against Decatur on Thursday night. We'll be there for that one at Lumen Christie Stadium at Crowley Field over there.
And congratulations to GOC.
Yeah, Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
you've got some Hall of Fame lineage in your household too, or in your family tree with your mom over there in the Jackson Golf Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, Jackson Golf Hall of Fame.
Well, she's going to have extra company there because another McKibben Media Group Hall of Famer this year, Doug Hansen, going into the Jackson Golf Hall of Fame this year. So we're very proud of our McKibben Media Group Hall of Famers all over the place. And a few future Hall of Famers in there. Not me, J-Rod. But no, it's, yeah, we're pretty excited about that game at Decatur and CGOC get honored. Very deserving guy, and I couldn't be happier for somebody than for him to get that kind of an honor from the Titans. He's covered them for his career, and I think he's enjoyed. They've given him a lot of great moments, and we experienced that, getting to go see them win a state championship at Ford Field last year. So more good stuff to come. Football season just getting underway. It's week one, Brian, but it was a good week one, a good way to start it out. Despite the lopsided score, coming back to the alma mater here to get to call a game. We don't get to see the we haven't been able to see the Cardinals football team a lot over the past couple of years, so it's nice to come out and get to see them play one in major upgrades in the uniforms, press box, and, geez, pregame festivities since I went here. But it's good to see the school doing well, and I think it is under the leadership of Brady Cook, who was around. We were going to try to get him on the broadcast. It just didn't work out, but I think we'll maybe have a chance for him to don the headset come hoop season, if nothing else.
Yeah, Brady Cook, one of the best administrators I've ever met. Just a great guy doing great things for the school. And I tell you, back to the football, one thing we did see, Timmy Crowley, we heard he could throw it. I would like to know what his passer rating is, because he threw for 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And not many incompletes.
Yeah.
And Cadell Williams also was part of 3 touchdowns, one receiving, 2 running. So you talk about Hall of Fame, if Williams and Crowley keep the, 3 touchdowns a game each up, they might find themselves in the Titan Wall of Fame someday.
And I think Cadell Williams will be our player of the game on the offense, running the football. Had an interception, too, on a deflection in that one. So, yeah, really just a good game for Cadell Williams. And he was the guy who he must have gotten that player of the game once last season. I imagine as a sophomore, so as a junior coming out. I think he put on a good 15 to 20 pounds of muscle, it looked like, down on the field in the offseason. So, yeah, these Titans are they're ready to maybe try to repeat this year, I think. I mean, they looked that good to me tonight, and they definitely seem to have the players at all the positions where they need them to be good. And, of course, there's no doubt that they're going to be prepared every week with the Hall of Famer there, Herb Brogan, on the sidelines.
Yeah, so you're saying you have Hall of Fame coaching staff and a big, huge line offensively and defensively and great skill positions and a quarterback that can throw it. You think that's setting yourself up for some success?
I think it does. I think
there's
that
a recipe
really
there somehow. Yeah.
And, and I think Crowley did look really at ease in that quarterback position, somebody getting their first run as the head guy, because I'd say the same thing for Lucas Howard. I think Michigan Center's got a good problem to have with a couple of quarterbacks who can wing it and look like they belong behind center. Even, again, in a 41-0 loss, it's nice to be able to come out with some bright spots, and the coaches will be able to point out that good things. Hopefully they do that in film. It's not all about what you did wrong, but let's build on the good stuff that we did even in the loss, and I think they have some of that to build on for next week.
Yeah, as a Cascades guy myself, I can promise you the center line will not be seen Aiden Pastoriza or Luke Smith.
Not again.
And that's just 2 of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, we appreciate Ike Watts, our executive producer, today back in the studio. Thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our presenting sponsor. Ton of great sponsors on the games all year long. Shout out a couple of them. Ducks of Mid-Michigan. Veritas, your official post-game meal. Blair's Car Care, online at blairscarcare.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, of course, I said. The Protection Center. Performance Automotive Northwest, Trips Auto Shop, and Collision Center. And let's just throw an American Title Company and a shout-out to Ron Ellison. He's a golf guy, but recovered from some surgery, and I hope that by next summer I'm able to get out and play around at the Country Club with Ron Ellison. And good job they do over at American Title Company. So, Brian, any final thoughts?
Hey, it's what we thought, I will say. We knew center's line was going to have a little – their hands full, and we knew how good Lumen we thought would be, both came to fruition. Lumen showed us a bunch. But I do think for any Cardinal fans listening, I think they're going to be all right.
I agree. And they think they might get Avery Nahal back, a good defensive player for the Cardinals. They even had a one of the coaches said he's worth a couple points on defense every week. Yeah. That's how highly they think of him coming back from a little is a collarbone injury.
Yeah.
So if he's going to be back next week, they get a little stronger. And, I think they're going to give Jonesville all they can handle.
Yep. It's going to be good. Both teams I look forward to having good seasons. So this was a fun game to do to start our year off, Steve.
So for Ike Watts in the studio, the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next week for High School Football at WKHM.
High School Football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Additional sponsors include
Aeroquip Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Center, Ghost Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Ducts of Mid-Michigan, The Protect Center, Veritas, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Wilby Transit Mix, Northwest Community Schools, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Phelps Towing, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, True Community Credit Union, Alro Steel, Plastics and Careers, Blair's Car Care.